So good morning here on this beautifully frosty Sunday morning. I'm way behind with February recording, so this is for day four and it's all about listening. So I will quickly flip over to the prompt. So the biggest communication problem is we don't listen to understand, we listen to reply. Do we agree or disagree? Yes, of course. Of course. Of course we only listen to reply. And I think that is, he says, throwing a ball for the dog. That is because we either just want to tell some person what they want to hear, or we want to get rid of them quickly, don't want to speak to them anymore. Or we want to protect our own interests. So, it's a very, very clever question. And I think there are people who are paid to listen, of course. However, some of those people are, you know, probably aren't as good as they should be. But, you know, nevertheless, there are some people who are paid to listen. Doctors, nurses, police, fire men and women, they're paid to listen because it's important that they get the information. I think, and you know, and you know, and all the kind of medical, all the kind of medical field as well. But looking into the sunrise here for some inspiration. Go dog. I think, you know, I've thought about this quite a lot recently, and that's the our blind and VI community. I'm very fortunate, I've got all my senses. But those who haven't got the power of sight, or it's diminished in some way, they obviously have to rely on the other senses, which, you know, we're all told they become stronger because they have to compensate for the one that's lost. So, come on, Mo, ready? Let's go. It's a big one. I think that's right. You know, I've listened to Audio Boom posts where someone has commented on something they've heard. No, that's wrong. Something that they've actively listened to. There you go, active listening. Active listening. So what is active listening? Active listening is taking that information into your brain and really processing it to figure out what it actually means in order to kind of pick it apart further, or you're kind of listening for something in particular. So when I've heard quite a few times, you know, people talking about what I've said in posts, or when I've had DMs, people have talked to me. When I say people, I'm talking specifically about the blind and VI people here. Rawr, good dog. God, I may have been chucking his ball for 40 minutes. And I've been kind of taken aback sometimes, in a good way, of course, about the fact that that person has either really kind of connected with not just what I've said, but how I've said it, on even on an emotional level. So those are the times when people are actually actively listening, and they're listening, they're listening to understand. A lot of people have commented that they enjoy listening to me because I'm just real, you know. Nothing's made up. I kind of tell it how it is, and I do tell it for how it is. I don't make anything up, you know. I don't put on any kind of persona when I'm making these recordings. I'm sure people like Adrian, who's at Turbo Stream, and Phil, who's at Daylight Gambler, who also needs to get his backside back onto Audio Boom, they will agree because they've met me, for real. And, come on, dog, where are you? But, you know, so these are the people who've said, oh, yeah, and they've said publicly as well, the way that you hear him on Audio Boom is how he is in real life. There is another, there's a professional side to me as well. Work side to me. Where I'm Mr. Serious. Which I don't reveal on Audio Boom. I'll tell you my memoirs in a few years, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, there's... I think it's a very good question there. I think another good analogy of that is when you order food or drink. When you order food or drink and, you know, then you're telling that person what you want and they're just, it's just not, you can see in their eyes, it's just not going in. It's the words are going into their eyes and they're travelling down to their fingertips to tap those words onto... a till screen to process your order, and as soon as it's done, they've forgotten and they're not interested anymore. So yeah, it is. I think it's a fairly simple one, but it's a very good question, because I think if you bear that in mind, if you bear that question in mind when you're speaking to people, or when you're, and that means, you know, when you're telling someone something, or you're receiving information, just bear it in mind. Listening to just hear those words, or are you listening to understand them? I think that's the most important thing to take away. So, Sassy Cat, very, very good question. Where have you pulled that one from? And so there's my kind of discussion. But I'd like to publicly thank Sassy Cat. I know a couple of people have, but the fact of the matter is it takes up a lot of time. To do something like this, you know, Sassy Cat maintaining and administrating everything that we're doing here and promoting it. So I'd like to say thanks very much to Cat for that. Good job. Right, next one.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.